Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're currently listening to Callum's Curious Creatures Podcast, a special type of podcast where you'll learn more about some concealed creatures that you probably didn't know. Today's podcast is focused on crickets, so hop aboard if you're eager to learn some facts, but be sure not to bat an eye on how weird things may turn out. So that's enough yapping from me, time to roll out the facts. First off, let's get one thing crystal clear. We're talking about the insect, not the sport. Sorry to all you wicket keepers at home. Anyways, crickets are bugs that are famous for super long hind legs, which come in handy for jumping great distances, as some are able to reach 3 feet in a single hop. However, during cold or extreme weather, crickets would much rather leg it somewhere warmer, like the inside of a rock, the hollow inside of a tree, or even the insides of your house. During mating season, male crickets find themselves in a musical mood, as to attract females, Romeo Cricket will rub his comb-like legs against his body to create an almost chirping-like symphony that acts as a mating call to nearby females. The sound itself can be heard a few feet away, which isn't much, but it's just enough to grab a Juliet Cricket's attention. And also, each cricket has their own unique chirps, meaning that no cricket you see will ever be identical. Would you ever eat a cricket? Most likely not, but that doesn't stop some people from guzzling down crickets like crisps. In fact, throughout the globe, a huge majority of people are hungry for a bite. Be it deep fried or served with a glass of beer, it doesn't change the fact that crickets are filled to the brim with proteins and nutrients that make them a reliable food source. In fact, some people believe that in the far future, crickets will serve as a nourishment for our ever-growing population. Since people get a little mixed up when it comes to comparing crickets with grasshoppers, let me be a saviour and demuddle things for them. The main difference is that crickets possess longer antennas than the grasshoppers, who usually have shorter antennae. Whereas crickets usually feast upon seeds, fruits, small larvae, and aphids, grasshoppers do have a similar diet, however they are also scavengers, roaming the grasslands for dead insects for them to guzzle up. Essentially, grasshoppers are insectivide vultures, if that makes any remote kind of sense. Alright, that's enough cricket facts for one day, but be sure to hop back next week for another batch of curious creature facts from your walking and talking encyclopedia of wildlife itself, Callum. See you later!